three words that I'm excited to say. Texas, Mississippi, and freedom. It is official. The insanity in this country is starting to end with the lockdowns. Both the Texas and Mississippi governors have decided that they've had enough, that enough is enough, that putting kids, putting parents, putting businesses through these lockdowns, through these mass mandates, and the government demanding that you do it, threatening your livelihood, threatening your family, threatening everything that makes our freedoms literally be free, to be a free society, they've decided enough. After a year of being stuck inside for many people in Mississippi and Texas, forced to wear masks, forced to destroy our own businesses, these governors were the ones that were willing to take the political risk of saying enough is enough. And you got to understand the political risk here. Everyone will criticize them for doing this, especially in the media. And if they get it wrong or the numbers spike, it could cost them their entire political career. And if you don't think that the left and the media are hoping that there are going to be spikes in Mississippi and they're hoping that there are going to be spikes in Texas and they can say these leaders are irresponsible, you're not paying attention. Look at the governor who's actually under recall right now in California. Look at what he put out a tweet yesterday. This is completely irresponsible. This is the worst thing I've ever heard. This is absurd that they're doing this. And why is he doing it? Because he's doubling down. He's basically trying to justify the taking away of all the freedoms of his population in California to the point where they've actually decided to recall him. That's exactly why they're doing this. They're wanting to shame Texas. They're wanting to shame Mississippi. And there's going to be other states that are going to come after this, and they should come after this. We know how to take care of ourselves. And let's also be very clear about what these governors are saying. They're not saying you can't wear a mask. This is called individual freedom. They're not saying that you can't wear two masks or three masks or five masks or eight masks. They're not saying that you have to go out in public every day, all day. They're not saying you have to take risks. They're not saying that you have to go out and eat in a restaurant. They're not saying that you have to risk your life and or die. You get to decide in Texas and in Mississippi what precautions you choose to take. By the way, I'm going to keep wearing my mask. I'm going to keep wearing my mask because I need to protect my family, because I have people in my family that are dealing with cancer and in cancer treatment. I'm not going to put them at a higher risk of getting COVID because I refuse to deal with the reality that it does help to wear a mask. But that is about personal freedom. And every one of you that's listening right now really needs to take this moment to spend some quality time with your kids and your grandkids. And you need to use this teachable moment to explain to your children what freedom actually is. I truly believe that our kids do not understand freedom now more than ever before because of the way we've been living the last year. You need to explain them that it's not irresponsible to give people the individual rights to decide what is best for them and their family. You know what makes this country great? What makes this country great is you have the freedom in this country to actually live outside. You have the freedom in this country to be homeless. You have the freedom in this country to become a multi-billionaire. You have the freedom in this country to live in a gated community. You have a freedom in this country to not to live in a hut. You have a freedom in this country to live in a house with no windows. You have a freedom to live in a safe community. You have freedom to live in a dangerous community. You have freedom to vote for people that you want to vote for. You have the freedom to live in the country where no one sees you, or to live in a city where you're surrounded by people. That is what personal choice and actual freedom is about. And there are so many kids that do not understand that now because of the way we've been living under this insane government that is oppressing our freedoms. I will still wear my mask. And what these governors understand in Texas and Mississippi and others that I'm sure will follow suit now because they were too afraid to be the first, right? They were too afraid to risk their political career to do the right thing. And people need to remember these two governors. They need to remember what they just did. They did take a massive political risk because the left is ready to pounce. The media is ready to blame them for people's deaths. The media is ready to blame them for people hurting and suffering. The media is ready to blame them for another, quote, lockdown or having to go backwards. The media is ready to blame them for opening up their states after a year of living in an insane world. I should have the freedom to decide if I need to wear a mask or not. I should have the freedom to decide if I'm going to go out and shop or go to a local business. I should have the freedom to go out and decide if I'm going to eat with other people that I don't know in a restaurant. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and Tate Reeves of Mississippi, they have decided to give Americans their freedom back. This will start a chain reaction across the country. I firmly believe that. And if you don't think that the left is hoping that people are going to die and they're not hoping this is a bad decision they can throw in their face, you haven't been paying attention to what's happening in Florida. Look at what they've done to Governor DeSantis in Florida. And by the way, he has a 55% approval rating in the state, and it's going up right now because the people in Florida realize that this governor got it right. He didn't lock down. He didn't shut down. He kept the businesses open. He kept the state open. He did the opposite of California, where they're recalling their governor. He did the opposite of what Governor Cuomo did in New York City and New York State. He did the complete opposite of what the liberal, psychotic left in Michigan and the governor of Michigan decided to do there, which they said, we're going to tell you what you can and can't do. As a grown adult in society, we're going to tell you can't go to work, you can't open your business, you can't work next to somebody else, you can't travel, you can't do all of these things for an entire year, and it will ruin your life, and we don't care because we have power. Take a listen to what Governor Abbott had to say. Very simple. And his announcing of the reopening of the entire state.
So today, I'm issuing a new executive order that rescinds most of the earlier executive orders. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Freedom. This is what America has always been about. The freedom to choose and to decide what is best for you and your family. And they're finally getting back to it after a year in Texas and Mississippi. What the governor in Texas is telling Texans and anybody visiting Texas is this. We're not going to keep you locked up. We're not going to keep your businesses limited just because we said so. We are going to open up our state and we're going to let you decide. That is what makes America so great. I get to decide what's best for my family instead of being dictated by a government for an entire year what I can and cannot do, how much money I can and cannot make. I'll give you a great example of just how damning these lockdowns have been. In my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, you have the oldest barbecue restaurant in the entire city. And Memphis is clearly the barbecue capital of the world. It has the World Barbecue Cooking Contest. Because of the lockdowns, because of the pandemic, a 99-year-old restaurant has been forced to sell. It is an icon. In fact, it was one of the favorite places for Elvis Presley to go eat, Leonard's Barbecue. It is the oldest barbecue restaurant that is currently serving barbecue in the most historic city in America for barbecue. And the COVID-19 pandemic has forced the owner of the city's oldest barbecue restaurant to sell his business. Dan Brown is the owner of Leonard's Pit Barbecue in Fox Meadows. He says business at the eatery is down nearly 70% from a year ago, and he can no longer afford to keep it going. I wasn't an extremely wealthy person. What I had was the business and the sale coming, and you know, the first 3 or 4 months when it first started, about 50% of my total backup cash and assets were completely gone. Probably, he says, never to return. Brown said his buffet and catering business made up about 75% of his sales. And with all the restrictions, he doesn't see either coming back anytime soon. Quote, at some point, it's got to be somebody owning this and hopefully me working for them. Somebody that has some cash to weather however long this storm is going to last, Brown said. Leonard's Pit Barbecue opened its doors in 1922. On their website, the restaurant talks about the history and the fact that Elvis Presley was a regular. The owner, now who's 74, actually began working at the restaurant in 1962 while he was in high school to help support his family. Quote, the first thing I did every day when I came to work was cut 150 pounds of onions, 100 pounds for onion rings, and 50 pounds for hamburgers. And then I just did all the odd jobs around the kitchen. I was there about 2 years before they even thought about teaching me how to make a barbecue sandwich. The owner now laughs. Brown then bought that restaurant in 1993 when it was at a second location. And he never looked back. It's the only thing I've done my entire life. You ask anybody that owns or has worked at a restaurant their whole life, and it just gets in your blood, the owner said. Unfortunately, Brown said, it's now all over. He said even after the news came out that he was selling because the pandemic has destroyed his business and in his entire retirement account, he did say that he did have a good day this week because nostalgia kicked in and people came back. He said, unfortunately, it was still far below the average daily sales pre-pandemic. Maybe things will get better and everybody will want to buy, he said. Brown is selling the restaurant and the building, the oldest barbecue restaurant in Memphis, all because of a pandemic that is forced because the government doesn't know what the hell they're doing, shutting people's lives down and destroying even the oldest barbecue restaurant in town. If that isn't the best example of what the government has done, not to help but to hurt, not to support but to destroy businesses and small businesses, I don't know what is. You should never have a barbecue restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee, the oldest one, go up for sale because of a pandemic. And this is the only reason why it's up for sale is because of the pandemic. That's it. That's the only reason. And finally, two governors had the guts to say exactly what it is that I'm saying right now. We got to stop this. It's not our job to dictate to you how to live your life. It is our job to educate you on the risks, and then you get to decide what is best for you, your family, your business, and everyone around you. I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to wear a mask because it's what's best for my family. I don't think I should force you to wear a mask. That's not freedom. That's why they're telling these citizens in the state, hey, don't keep yourselves locked up. Don't keep your businesses shut down. We're not going to limit your businesses anymore. We're going to let you decide. If you think Democrats are going to not try to make political hay out of this, insert liberal Austin, Texas mayor, who as soon as it was announced that his state was going to open back up, he came out guns a-blazing. And notice on almost everything that he's going to say that I'm about to play for you, it's not really about the citizens that are hurting. It's not about the kids that have been locked up. It's not about the mental health issues. It's not about the small businesses that have been lost and ruined. It's not about the people that have lost their jobs working in Austin, the music district, right? None of this is about them. It's more fear-mongering, the same fear-mongering that we have had for the last year plus. For the last year, they've been fear-mongering us. You cannot tell me that, I'm not trying to be mean, but understand what I'm saying here. This pandemic is so clear that every homeless person I see outside has a mask. You can't say that everybody doesn't know the risk of getting COVID. It's everywhere. They have fear-mongered the living crap out of us day after day after day after day after day. There's no one that doesn't understand the threat of COVID-19 to them and their family. Everybody I know now knows someone that's died of COVID. I don't know a single person that doesn't know someone who's died of COVID or almost died of COVID. Everybody knows what the risk is. Everybody does, folks. We all know it. We all understand it. It's time to allow us to decide what is best for us. But no. If you're a liberal mayor, this is all about you gaining control. You being able to dictate. You being able to decide what people can and cannot do, because that's how you have power. That's how you gain power. Take a listen to the Austin mayor. And this is 100% political and 100% a power play, acting like the governor of Texas announcing this is some sort of murderer. Take a listen.
You know, wearing a face mask in public closed space, the most effective thing you can do to stop the spread of the virus absent the vaccine. It's hard to find a medical professional that will tell you anything else. We should be guided by the science and the data. And this decision today is, it just puts everything we have worked so hard to get at risk. I think everybody here in Texas and Austin is just dumbfounded.
Did you know that this announcement was going to be made?
Well, the governor kind of hinted at it on Friday. The county judge and I sent him a letter this morning asking him not to do it. I know the mayor of San Antonio and the judge did the same thing. He was hearing from other cities. We were hoping that it wouldn't happen today, but this is the Texas and the partisan pressures we could see were building up on him, and it's real unfortunate that it's happened now.
I mean, I got to ask, you know, is this related to or a result of the criticism he received in response to the recent storms and the widespread power outages in Texas?
You know, it's not based on the science and data, so it's based on something else. And it could be the criticism here associated with the power going out. It could be the criticism he's getting from the really far right people in the state. Who have been complaining about masking from the very beginning. But it's not the science and the data. We know that when we did this in Texas, cities stepped out first. The state came along later. The numbers started going down. Every time we have opened up the economy too soon, we've started to see a surge again, and that's the concern. And especially here, you know, if you're under 65 and an essential worker, you're about to be put into the position where you don't qualify for the vaccine, you can't protect yourself, and now you're going to be this frontline worker around people potentially that don't wear masks. I can only hope that our community recognizes we still have a choice. Regardless of what the governor did, we can still choose in our city to act like we do have a mask mandate, for people to continue to wear it, for businesses to continue to require it, and that's what we're going to have to do.
All right, let me just jump in here and notice the hypocrisy of this mayor. No one said you don't have to wear a mask. No one says that you don't have socially distance. It's about freedom to decide and choose. What he's talking about is mandates. He's not talking about freedoms. And he says every time we do this too soon. What does too soon mean? It's been over a year, bro. How long do you want to keep people locked up? It's been over a year. It has been over a year. The liberals that are against lifting these lockdowns are nothing more than control freaks. They love having this amount of power. They love having the ability to dictate to you what is going to happen in your life. Just like this Austin mayor. He's out there getting the media to document this moment so that if the numbers go up, they can say, see, these evil Republicans let people die. They force people to do things that we shouldn't have done. The fact is, if someone wants to wear a mask in Mississippi or Texas, they can wear a mask. If someone wants to shut down their business, they can shut down their business. If someone doesn't want to go to work, they can quit their job. If a business wants to have social distancing at extreme levels or have 3 tables instead of 30, they can do that. If you want to cancel in dining, like in-room dining, and just do takeout only as a business owner, you can do that. That's freedom, not dictate it. It goes against the freedoms promised us in our Constitution. And I tell you, I'll say this again, please. Sit down your kids and your grandkids and explain to them what freedom actually is, because the way we've been living for the last year is not a free society. It is not freedom. And I never want these kids to think that this is normal. This is not normal. What these mayors and what these governors that are liberals, what the Michigans and the New Yorks and the Californias and the Austin, Texases are doing is they are taking away our freedoms. Our freedoms that were given, that were promised to us in the United States Constitution. They are continuing through these policies to force businesses to fail, forcing public schools children to fall behind and fail, forcing people to lose their livelihoods and not be able to provide for their family. Look at this governor, Gavin Newsom. you know, a totally different state decide to do something different. And that should be okay. And what does Gavin Newsom, the guy who has destroyed his state, what did Gavin Newsom do? Gavin Newsom, who is going to have a recall election, is so desperate to say that he's somehow right because he's better than you, that he can dine in a restaurant where he banned in-person dining. Remember, he got busted for doing that. And then got busted the other day doing it again. He wants you to understand that, no, I've saved your life because I've made you lose everything. The Associated Press tweeted out this tweet, breaking. Texas is lifting its mask mandate, making it the largest state to end an order intended to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Governor Greg Abbott has faced sharp criticism from his party over the mandate imposed 8 months ago. Gavin Newsom tweets out that headline, and he writes, absolutely reckless. Yeah, absolutely reckless. Now, let me just remind you that this is the same man who was just caught for a second time indoors at a restaurant in a county where indoor dining is not allowed. And if that's not enough, take a listen to Biden's own timeline on when America, quote, might be able to return to what he describes as so-called normal. Take a listen to this.
I caution not to give an answer to that because we don't know for sure. But my hope is by this time next year, we're going to be back to normal. And before that, my hope. But again, it depends upon if people continue to be smart and understand that we still can have significant losses. There's a lot we have to do yet. So thank you.
Next year, folks, next year. Let's just keep kicking the can down the road to next year. That'll fix everything, right? Next year, folks. Next year. It's all about next year. What about the year after that, or the year after that, or the year after that? Well, let's go back to the brilliant mayor of Austin, who says you can't do anything in his city without people dying because of it. He says, quote, pausing will not make things better.
Explain to me how pausing, where you are, pausing at the status that has allowed cases to hit record levels in the state will make things better.
Pausing will not make things better. The trajectory that we're on right now has our hospitals being overwhelmed probably about mid-July. So the status quo, the path we're on right now is the path that right now has us in danger. We need to do something that's different than that. We need our people to in our community here to act differently. The status quo will not protect us.
What happened? I mean, how did it get to this point in Texas?
You know, I think it was a combination of things. You know, at one point back in April, we had really stomped down on this virus. And we started opening up the economy, and I think three things. First is we opened up before we really had testing capacity and tracing in place. Second, we opened up in phases, but we didn't open a phase and then get the numbers, analyze it, and then to see if we could go to the next phase. We had one phase that came after another. The big thing, though, I think, is that the community, when you open up an economy, has to couple that with religiously wearing face masks and religiously maintaining social distancing.
I'm sorry, I have to now become religious? Wow, I thought Democrats were not in favor of forced religion. I thought religion was bad, right? The mayor of Austin is now telling me I have to religiously wear a mask for indefinitely. I have to religiously social distance. Religiously, folks. It's almost like they don't want us to open up. It's almost like they're gaining some sort of power by us struggling and suffering. It's almost like Democrats are now at the point where they're trying to do this on purpose. I wonder if it's because Democrats love Americans being dependent on them for their survival. Could it be? Could it be that Democrats actually understand that they need high unemployment and they need you dependent on them for your livelihood, for the food on your table, for the check to come in the mail? Could it be? Could it be that they understood something more than what I realized when Jesse Jackson was referring to Barack Obama as the food stamp president, saying, It's, quote, an honor to be a food stamp president. Let's give him our love. Let's show him our appreciation. Let's clap for him. Remember that line? I wonder if the reason why that line was so powerful is because Democrats actually got it, and we were too stupid to understand just how manipulative they really are. I missed it the first time. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought they were just idiots. They were brilliant. They understood something. If you can get a lot of Americans to be dependent on you for their basic necessities like water, food, a roof over their head, you can control everything they do. You can control every aspect of their life. You can control every single move they make. This is not about what's best for you. This is about freedom, control, controlling your freedom, controlling your future, controlling your own destiny. They're not willing to give that up. It's too powerful for them. It gives them too much power, which is exactly what they need. They need a lot of power. They need a lot of control. That is exactly what it is they need. They need total control over your life and every aspect of it so that they can then continue to be the center of the universe. That's what these lockdowns are all about. And if you don't think the media is just obsessing over this, if you don't think the media is obsessed with destroying people's lives over this, you're not paying attention. MSNBC to Biden's COVID advisor, this is what they had to say. The California lockdown, their numbers aren't that different from Florida. Even they're having to admit some of the facts now. Even on MSNBC, they're having to admit that these numbers just don't match up with what it is they're actually trying to do and what they're actually trying to accomplish. Take a listen to MSNBC, to the Biden COVID advisor saying, hey, guys, Florida's open and it's not much different. The numbers from California, it's totally shut down.
A lot of questions. I want to start with what we just saw. Contrast states like Florida and California. California basically in lockdown, and their numbers aren't that different from Florida.
Well, good morning, Stephanie. Look, there's so much of this virus that we think we understand, that we think we can predict, that's just beyond a little bit beyond our explanation. What we do know is that the more careful people are, the more they mask and social distance, and the quicker we vaccinate, the quicker it goes away and the less it spreads. But we have got to get better visibility into variants. We don't know what role they play, large events, et cetera. But, as we all have learned by this time, this is a virus that continues to surprise us. It's very hard to predict. And, you know, all around the country, we've got to continue to do a better job. And I think...
Yeah, let's just fear-monger you a little bit more. But, yes, I have to admit that the numbers are basically the same. Yes, one state's open, the other state's closed. And I understand that. However, we still need to fear-monger the living hell out of you. Yeah, even children now. Even children in California have had enough and are understanding that these lockdowns are ridiculous. They're now having protests. High school kids in California, Agora High School students, have now put together a lockdown protest. And this is what some of the kids had to say.
For things to go back to normal, and every week that it didn't, I started to lose hope. We have missed countless days of school, so many school events, rallies, games, and dances. I understand the risk of getting sick, and I've seen the effects of this illness for some. Why is it that other schools, private schools down the street, are open? How come we are told our schools are ready to have us back, but we aren't?
This was supposed to be our year. The year we attended every single school event, knowing it was our last hurrah. This year, this was the year that we taught college, made plans together, and made sure to spend time together, knowing the end was near. This was the year of the class of 2021. Instead, we did not get to play our sport, to cheer on our friends at their sports, rage at our last homecoming, dress up for Halloween, show our senior pride at pep rallies, scream the loudest in the student section during our beloved Friday nights. We did not get to celebrate each other's 18th birthdays, exchange holiday gifts, and make memories that were to last a lifetime.
These children understand what I've been saying all along. Why is it that right down the street, the private school's there, they're having a great year, they're getting to have their dances, they're getting to have their games, They're getting to see their friends. They're getting to get an education. They're running far ahead of us in life. Why are we losing the best years of our lives? Let's talk about that as adults for just one second. When you go back and you look at life, what are the best years? And I'm talking about just totally selfish years. Don't play the parent card. I'm a parent too. I'm talking about the just free, young, adolescent, high school and college years of life are what you laugh and smile and joke about the most. These years are being taken away from these kids. There are years like that that will never happen again. Think about all the students whose lives have been, they've been doing nothing with them. What are supposed to be the best years have turned into the years of total silence for them. They have not played the games. They have not gone to proms. They have not had their graduations. They haven't gotten to do even the basic things in life because we've locked them down. And the kids are getting it now. They're like, hold on a second. Why are you forcing us to stay at home while everyone else is in the private sector and the private schools are getting to go do these things? Why are you not letting us go back to normal life? It's because it's about power and control by Governor Newsom. Go back to his tweet for a second. His tweet, absolutely reckless, in reference to Texas lifting the mask mandate and making it the largest state to end an order intended to prevent the spread of coronavirus, as the Associated Press biasly puts their non-biased headline. This is the whole ballgame, folks. It's either you pick freedom or you become a sheep. And I'm tired of the sheep of this country, and I'm ready for freedom. I don't care about the critics who fume after after Greg Abbott in Texas ends a statewide mask mandate. Vote him out, trended on Twitter afterwards. Fine, vote him out, because many are going to vote him back in. This is freedom. His words simple. I just announced Texas is 100% open. Everything. I also ended the statewide mask mandate. The left going nuts. Greg Abbott should be condemned for genocide. Vote him out. That's what one person wrote. Intelligent Texans will still wear masks. As for Governor Abbott, vote him out. He didn't say he wasn't going to wear a mask, by the way, or stop wearing a mask. I'm still going to wear a mask. Does that mean that I'm a liberal? No, it just means you get to have the freedom to decide what's best for you. Another one writes, blank Greg Abbott. This is so stupid. Vote him out. No one said you couldn't wear a mask, you sheep. Republican strategy, another one says, they can't vote if I kill them first. That was another one put online by a leftist crazy. What the blank? That blanking freeze didn't kill enough people for you? I hate it here. Then move, another one wrote on Facebook. If you don't want to live in the state of Texas, move. Go to California. Please leave. What a blanking idiot. He says this is something to be proud of. Vote him out, another person. I love this name. It says Mexican Vanilla. That's actually who they are on Twitter. I'm not kidding. I'm reading it real. This is the criticism. Take the criticism, governors. I got your back. I think there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Americans that have had enough, and they want to go back to having freedom. They need to be able to take care of themselves. They need to be able to protect their families. They need to be able to provide for the families. They need to be able to provide for the people that come to work for them. This is a time where you choose. Are you in favor of true freedom in this country, or are you in favor of this socialism? I choose freedom. Make sure you share this podcast, please, as we've been shut down on Facebook by the big tech tyrants. That's how we promoted our page, this podcast. So lastly, please make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast. Subscribe to it. Write us a review. Okay? I really, really, really appreciate you guys' support right now, especially as Facebook has shut us down. I'll see you back here tomorrow on the podcast. Have a great day.